We need to know, to the extent that we need to have it finalised, what is and where are the means of public access to the harbour.
Yes.
I remember years ago when Camden decided to do this, they had their town attorney survey access to the harbour. And it was surprising how much had been forgotten.
Yep.
And it brought people into conflict. One gentleman was discovered to have built his garage on the public access to the harbour, and the selectmen weren't very happy when they went down to see that.
Yep.
Other people were quite happy to assume that their access to the harbour was private, and were shocked to discover that it was actually a public right of way. So the actual decision by that city, by that town, to formally survey and record and publicise the public rights of access to the harbour was crucial in preserving the public use of the harbour.
Yep, that's a really interesting point. Just as a side to that, the harbour plan I did for Southwest Harbour, we did pretty much not as formal as what you're talking about, but inventory all the public access points just to make sure it's on record so you don't lose those, the continuity of that. But yeah. Anything else? Yeah.
Christos. Marina expansion.
Marina expansion. Okay. Which marina? Public marina, private marina? Don't have to name
both.
Specific marinas.
Both. Just public and private.
Okay.
I'd add to that just a little bit. As we look at the whole harbor, are there places that we think are underdeveloped that would be primed for development? And how do we encourage private business to do that rather than finding a way to shut them into small spaces? Maybe we need to open the spaces.
What type of businesses do we want to attract?
Yeah, what kind of businesses do we want?
And what type of businesses?
Yeah. And how do you do that? I mean, that's Julie's job, but yeah.
Oh, you can do it for me. But you do it for me.
Okay. Yeah.
Bella, and diversity of uses. So the organization where I work is a sailing and boat building school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, a really cool thing to have on the harbor as, you know, one of the things that's happening there. So I'm just curious about how to maybe maintain a real diversity of types of activities so it doesn't get dominated by any one.
Okay.
Casey, I think that might roll into zoning too, because some areas that aren't developed might not be zoned for the use intended use.
Yep.
That just add, and we can talk about all this later, some of that may be better addressed in the comp plan process because it's land side and out of scope, but we can certainly take things back from this process.
Yeah, but it's a big process. Part of
this, I think.
Well, zoning's on land.
Yeah. We were on this subject last time. Mm-hmm. We talked about that it might be helpful to have a marine construction ordinance in the city.
Yeah, a board that would actually...
Yeah, and a formal process to handle marine construction in the way that we have for land use, and so that, in fact, many, many questions would be resolved by the content of that ordinance. What zoning is allowed on the... What zoning allows on the harbour, for example.
Yep. I would say, Julie, do you mind... Can you put stuff up on the wall?
You want me to be Vanna?
No.
Bivalve. How
about bivalves?
Not exactly, but
that's good too. Well, I just want to pick up on the marine construction ordinance. So what you're talking about is sort of the regulatory, besides the zoning, there's a regulatory structure around sort of the development. Either
there is at the harbor or
the problem, right?
Right.
We completely rely on Army Corps of Engineers, DEP. Mm-hmm. There's no formal.
So again, this is not a leading question. I'm just trying to understand the existing process. But when you, if I were to want to build a pier, mm-hmm. private, we'll call it private pier, in the harbor, What's the process that I would have to go through to do that?
And basically, you just file for the proper permits to do so.
There's no planning board review or...
For the land side.
For the land side, yes.
Right, that's what I'm...
Yes, yeah, but yeah. From the high tide here
right
itself.
Out. Yep. Okay, so you're
unless
talking
it
about,
interferes with the channel.
So
correct?
I want to
even
just
then,
be
there's no formal... The only way you find out about that is through public knowledge.
Okay.
Through their permitting process, not the city's.
Okay.
So there's kind of a water side.
Hearsay.
And there's kind of a land side. I'm just putting that as a note because there's two different regulatory structures that need to be, you know, as part of our sort of due diligence, we'll call it. Maybe just look into that and how that currently exists and then come to some understanding currently how that works and we can go from there.
I actually suspect that a marine construction ordinance would address an awful lot of the smaller items that are coming up this way in one comprehensive way.
Yeah, potentially.
And that's one of those concrete strategies.